The Carcross Tagish First Nation, CTFN, has added its voice to those calling for more accountability and an enhanced cleanup following the June 24 landslide that compromised the heap leach facility at Victoria Gold's Eagle Gold Mine north of Mayo. While efforts at containment have been made and surface water testing is in place at and around the mine site, it remains a serious source of environmental concern, largely driven by the cyanide solution that the facility used to extract gold from ore. Previous statements from First Nations calling for a more serious approach have included a call from the First Nation of Nacho Nyack Dunn, in whose traditional territory the mine sits, for a moratorium on mining, exploration and mineral staking across their territory. An independent investigation is also requested. CTFN echoes the call for a halt to mining work on its own territory. This environmental disaster clearly demonstrates the dire need to pre-implement effective land and water planning before any major development is permitted to proceed in any Yukon First Nations traditional territory, CTFN's statement reads. An independent investigation would determine the cause of Victoria Gold's current failures to prevent similar environmental catastrophes and provide concrete and effective solutions for such mishaps now and in the future. The statement also notes that CTFN has past experiences with mining operators' inability to prevent adverse environmental effects on its own territory. Our citizens have clearly stated that we, as stewards of our land and waters, at the headwaters of the Yukon River, cannot and will not support any future mining projects within our traditional territory, said CTFN Chief Maria Benoit. Any negative environmental downstream impacts from mining within our traditional territory will adversely affect all Yukoners and Yukon First Nations, fish and wildlife and their habitats, and especially the Yukon River salmon, on which Yukon First Nations have depended since time immemorial. In Benoit's estimation, Victoria Gold didn't adopt effective measures to prevent the landslide and expects the result will be Yukoners left to handle the economic and social costs of the cleanup. Our citizens have stated that these all too commonplace environmental and financial burdens from mines are too much for the current and future generations of Yukoners to assume the costly, onerous and generational burden for cleaning up after such mining disasters. That is why CTFN is supporting the call for an independent inquiry and no longer supporting any future mines within the sacred headwaters of the Yukon River within our traditional territory. Also speaking up for the protection of water following the landslide was a gathering of about 50 people along the Yukon River in Whitehorse on July 24. Concern for the landslide and other human activities' effects on the environment, especially the Yukon's fish and waters, were voiced. Those gathered repeated the words, "I am water and water is me," before dipping their hands in the river. A technical briefing on the state of things at the mine is scheduled for July 26, after the news print deadline. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.